This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Stephen Thompson. I am here with NPR Music contributor Christina Lee.
Hey, Stephen.
Host of the Artemisy podcast, Kiana Faircloth.
Hey, Stephen.
And NPR Music's own Marissa LaRusso.
Hello.
It is so great to have you all. We are talking about the best new albums out today, starting with Muna and their new self-titled record. This song is called What I Want.
When I go out again, I'm gonna drink a lot. I'm gonna take a shot, 'cause that's just what I want. I'm gonna ask for one, 'cause that's just what I want.
So, okay, Stephen, I think, and I think maybe you agree, that Muna has just been, like, overdue for their big breakout. If I think back to 2017, Muna put out a song called I Know a Place, and that song is such an anthem for the kind of safety and sanctuary that queer people are always looking for in a hostile world. Beautiful song. It's kind of a hit. And then they put out their sophomore album. I feel like the world did not quite catch up. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, last year, Muna put out a song called Silk Chiffon, featuring Phoebe Bridgers.
Maybe the song of the year.
Maybe the song of the year. Huge banger. My goodness. My TikTok algorithm is still not recovered. And that is the first song on this album. And I just feel like now Muna is truly undeniable. And this is just such a rock solid pop album, top to bottom.
Yeah, and I mean, it kicks off with Silk Chiffon, slams right into that song, What I Want, which is, we have a lot of conversations around NPR Music about the song of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And for the world, the song of the summer is somehow Kate Bush's 1985 hit Running Up That Hill.
which is not a bad thing.
Which I'm totally here for. But for me, my song of the summer right now is What I Want by Muna from this record. But this record has a lot of textures to it, right? There's that single, Anything But Me, that kind of sounds a little bit like Haim.
You're gonna say everything, maybe you're on a pony going in circles on a carousel ride. You're gonna say I asked for the moon. I think that it's you with your head in the sky. All that I wanted was somebody honest, living for more than the next good time. You say that you wanna change, but I hope you get everything.
Softer, mellower ballads. The record really takes a journey along the way, but man, when it hits really hard.
Yeah, there are a lot of big feelings on this record, a lot of like big sing-along moments, and then yeah, more like pensive, thoughtful moments like you mentioned. There are love songs, there are dance floor bangers. Something else that I feel like is really wonderful about this record is that it just has such a distinctly queer perspective. Like, one of the members of the band said that Silk Chiffon is the kind of song for young people to have their first gay kiss to, which I think is very sweet and just like a thing that we have not had enough of in pop music. And these songs aren't necessarily like quote unquote pride anthems. Mm-hmm. They're love songs, they're heartbreak songs, they're like finding yourself songs, but they just all come from this queer perspective. And yeah, I just think that's really meaningful and frankly, something that we deserve more of.
Yeah, when I first heard What I Want, I was like, oh man, it's the liberation for me. I absolutely
yes!
just love how free it makes you feel. And I can hear this, you know, all summer long, I can't wait to dance. Get somewhere and just get out and dance since we outside now, you know. Definitely one that I can see folks groove into all summer long.
Yeah, we needed this record. I'm so glad it's here. That's Muna. Their new self-titled album is out today. Let's go next to Giveon. The singer Giveon has a new album called Give or Take. This song is called Lost Me.
Was it all my fault? Maybe one day I'll grow. Not fixing what broke us. Instead, I'm in this ride and I barely know. But she already knows what it is. I'm not looking for the one. Later, but for now I'm having fun. I'm done cause I always get hurt. Won't be here for long. Baby, you can hate me if you want. But now I gotta put myself first. We can kiss, we can touch and do it often. But if you're here looking for love, that's when you lost me. Yeah. We can kiss, we can touch and do it often. But if you're here looking for love, that's when you lost me.
Give or Take is technically Giveon's debut album, but he's already gotten so many major looks and accolades, right? Drake has featured him twice before. Justin Bieber has featured him on the song Peaches, which went number one. The dude's already Grammy nominated. So
Seven times over.
I swear. So I think it really is for all these reasons, right? Why this album kind of sounds like it's coming from a seasoned vet, to be completely honest. It sounds like somebody who's already put in his time.
Give or Take, it is exploring these themes, if you will, of, you know, love and loss, of course. And I think, like you said, Christina, we've been waiting for so long for a full-length album from Giveon. And I think this one we're definitely hearing what's so unique and special and just luscious about his voice. He's singing about things, of course, that we can all relate to, you know, that longing and lamenting over love. But then at the same time, you know, I'm just here to have a good time. So it's that journey that he's going through. I think it's probably the age that he's in right now.
I know I have said this was one thing. Two hands on the wheel, that's how we cruise. How'd I lose control and end up falling? As you got in my head before I knew. Running around it, but when do we cross the line? Running around it, I know that it crossed your mind. Me too, babe, my loose body. It don't work, at least we try.
And I think this album, I call it R&B-mo because it's emotional.
That's great.
I kind of love that. And I think that comes down to the specificity in his writing, because there are moments where I feel like he might be looking at everybody else's text messages, like Unholy Matrimony in particular. It's the conclusion to this album. He's taking a look around at this wedding that never was and all the imagery that he pulled out, like the black tuxedo he's never wearing, the invitations he never sent.
White gown hanging in a closet, black tuxedo that I never got to wear, no invitation sent out anywhere. We don't have any guests to fill the chairs. I believe we could have been together in a past life.
It was just like, sheesh, like he is painting an entire picture here. But then there are also moments where, kind of like in Chicago Freestyle by Drake, where he kind of lets us in into his world, where in all honesty, he's trying to find love on the road and it kind of seems like a hopeless prospect. And so in that respect, he's giving us a glimpse into his text messages. So there's something very, very old school about it that I can't quite pinpoint, but it is such an interesting balance between the production, I should say, which is very contemporary R&B.
That's the singer Giveon. His new album is called Give or Take. Let's go next to Soccer Mommy. Soccer Mommy's got a new album called Sometimes Forever. This song is Don't Ask Me.
Come
Oh, Soccer Mommy. I have been a fan of her since she was basically like uploading her songs to Bandcamp from her college dorm room. And I feel like she has just really blossomed as an artist since then. This is her third full length, and it was produced by Daniel Lopatin, who makes very experimental electronic music as 10 Tricks Point Never. But he also did, for example, the score for the film Uncut Gems, and he worked on the latest album by The Weeknd. So kind of an all over the place collaborator. When I first heard that he was working with Sophie Allison, who is Soccer Mommy, on this release, I was honestly a little surprised. It seemed like an interesting choice, but I think that her last record, Color Theory, really proved her to be an artist who is very interested in using the studio setting to like build a whole world around her music. And she's interested in using sound in creative, unexpected ways, which I think is also Daniel Lopatin's whole deal too. Soccer Mommy has this like tinge of very spot on early 2000s nostalgia. And a friend of mine said this, and I think it's true, that as a producer, Daniel Lopatin is really good at finding like exactly what is nostalgic for a certain artist or a certain scene and kind of zeroing in on that and putting like a weird twist on it. It made it just seem like these two are a really great match for each other. Sophie Allison was dealing with depression and anxiety during the time that she was writing this record. They take the music to some really bold and strange places on the record to match that.
Yeah, you mentioned early 2000s nostalgia. It's interesting how much of this record feels also like kind of refracted nostalgia for a lot of the sounds of the 90s. I heard a lot of shoegaze influences, like kind of early 90s shoegaze music filtered through. You get some Pixies, you get some Nirvana, you get a little bit of Nine Inch Nails and Portishead here and there. It's just interesting how much music is reflected on this record while still sounding very current.
Absolutely, yeah. I think she is just really good at like mining those influences and then making it sound extremely of the moment. And I feel like her vocal delivery, like she has this way of sounding unaffected even when the things that she's singing are really heavy and complicated. And I feel like that's such a hallmark of her sound that really comes through on this record too.
That's Soccer Mommy. Soccer Mommy's new album is called Sometimes Forever. We've still got a few more records we want to play for New Music Friday, but first, let's take a quick break.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming only on Hulu. This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
It is New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Stephen Thompson, and we are looking at some of the best new albums out today, June 24th. Next up is Jimmy Allen. The singer Jimmy Allen has a new album called Tulip Drive. This song is called What I'm Talking About.
Girl, keep on sipping your long neck Pacific cold. Baby, just let me know when you get to that last sip. You make it look so fine that it should be a crime. But it will be alright if I'm the one you're locked up with. Cause me and you, we go together like good weather on a small town top down drive on a Sunday. Seeing you, doing whatever, nothing better, just so chill. But I still remember it one day. Cause there ain't no hiding it, baby, driving me crazy the way that you shake it up and down. That's what I'm talking about. You got a watch in your body, rocking the party, but sorry, she's waking up at the house. That's what I'm talking about. But honestly, it would be my pleasure making memories, you and me together. So won't you, my dear, kiss me right here. So even 50
now. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
It's funny we're talking about Jimmy Allen now, right after Soccer Mommy, because she grew up in Nashville. But Jimmy, you know, was born in Delaware and kind of moved to Nashville when he was about 22 years old. And with this third release, how he struggled with some personal things as far as mental health, like on the song Settle On Back, you know, he talks about just kicking back and just relaxing when things tend to get overwhelming and a little bit too much. He mentioned in a recent interview that he actually struggled with mental health. As a teenager, when he was 13, he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And that's something that he's, at this point, being open with it, which I think is so important, especially right now.
I said hello.
Blending all types of genres together on this record, which is super cool. We're hearing, you know, hip hop. We've got some Latin flavor in it. He's got a track called Pesos, which actually features CeeLo Green and T-Pain, which is, you know, one that I can definitely hear on all types of radio platforms, from country to hip hop and top 40 and everywhere else.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the different guests and styles on this record. There's a song on this record called On My Way, which is a duet with Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
From the soundtrack to the J-Lo rom-com Marry Me, which I am a big fan of.
I haven't seen it. I'll have to catch it.
And so I love just how many different sides he's coming at. Like, he is a big country star at this point. He has had major, major country hits. And a lot of these songs are kind of coming at you from the direction of kind of mainstream country stars like Sam Hunt or Thomas Rhett. But it really reaches beyond that and kind of expands the boundaries of country music in ways that I really appreciate.
He's garnering a brand new audience with the way he's bringing in several different genres onto this record. So I can appreciate that.
That's Jimmy Allen. His new album is called Tulip Drive. We're going to close out this week's show with a lightning round, but first we've got one more pick. The new album from the rapper Lupe Fiasco. It's called Drill Music in Zion. This song is Otto Boto featuring Nayira.
Yeah. I defend myself in court. This is sport. I get signals from the source. I can twist and I can talk. I just feel like I'm a Porsche. I'm Carrera. Error, 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 error. I defend myself in court. This is sport. I get signals from the source. They can twist and they can talk. I just feel like I'm a Porsche. I'm Carrera. Error, 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 error.
Lies to the judge, rain in the sky and the sea might rise with slides to the mud. Slides to the flies from all kinds of demise, reporting live from the hive and all sides of the sludge. One deep meditate, one street separate, high to the crypts, goodbye to the bloods. But it was the souls, the lords, and GD segregated by the street and the shy where I was. Got wise to the nudge. Why buy a tub when to buy you a flood? Better buy you a sub.
Drill Music in Zion, it's Lupe Fiasco's first album in 4 years. It's also his second as an indie artist. He's working with the label 30 Tigers. Though I think it's a good reminder as any that even though Lupe started his career as this major label force alongside the likes of Kanye West, he's always been very independent-minded as an artist. Having grown up in Chicago, he's seen the sort of street life that the music actually depicts firsthand. It's a lived reality for folks, including his brother, and therefore he talked about how like drill music scares him because he knows what happens at the end of that road. That ends up being a recurring theme in the album, but I do appreciate how he approaches it from different angles. There's this really powerful spoken word intro by Aisha Jaco that's righteous with how the drill music ends up becoming like a symptom of all these socio-political realities. Though by the time we get to the title track, Lupe Fiasco himself paints in much more broad impressionistic strokes, and his overall tone just sounds like a little bit weary. He doesn't sound like righteously indignant or anything. He just sounds tired, and the song ends up being just like this long drawn out sigh.
Yeah, the August symphonic power of a blonic to heal steel medical bill drill harmonics. Silver sonnets from the Banyuis and bonnets. I leave a whole sleeve down in Condoleezza's comments. Copper ebonics, competent and gauntlet. Godzilla's economics, rock gondolas till you vomit. Bigger than a tongue and write signatures with a Thomas. Great Wall of China climber and Bonnie will correspond it. Opera onyx, populars for convicts. Stay below the Doppler, turn robotics into sonics. Position jostlers, monitor hegemonics. Robots make the robots that solder the electronics.
Having songs like that kind of shows all the nuance in which he approaches his artistry.
He's 40 years old now, and it hits different for him. You know, we've come a long way from Kick Push. He's talking about some really, really important themes, like you mentioned, the socio-political themes and racial injustice and all of that. And I think he's packaged it in a way that's really going to make people think about the words that are coming out of his mouth on this one. It's super powerful, this record.
One thing that also really struck me is that for all the experimentation that he's done throughout his career, and as he's entered the major label system and now exited, having been with Atlantic for however many years, I think there's still traces of the old Lupe Fiasco still intact, as if he's trying to remind you, yeah, I'm the same person. You know, I've just grown and evolved as an artist. I think it was particular during the second half, I started writing down all of the anime references in the song Seattle, because I was like, yes, this is the guy who name checked Lupin the Third when he was on Kanye West Touch the Sky.
I kept my promise to the
cross my heart in the O2. Cross my art with an O2. Add a little dollop of a dollar, then sell it all out at the O2. Computers ain't got no souls, but I be giving that one to the Pro Tools. Gotta control all your trolls. No soak or soak in your socials. Let the punches break like Goju. Went from fish sticks to Nobu. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Stick still pick up fish like the OU. Bimmy bop with the soju. Food and liquor, that's Domu. Stand behind me like JoJo. Spirit bomb what I show you. Molotov cocktail Goku, bottling up what I go through. West Side Chicago, Lou.
And I think that's also because of the producer. So the album's primary producer is a soundtrack, and he was actually responsible for Kick Push, which was his breakout hit however many years ago. So this kind of shows like the full breadth and scope of what Lupe Fiasco is capable of.
Yeah, Lupe Fiasco is teaching at MIT next year. So the guy contains multitudes. That's drill music and Zion from the rapper Lupe Fiasco. We couldn't get to every Worthwhile album out June 24th, so we're going to give you a quick lightning round of some of the other releases out today. Kiana, why don't you kick us off?
Yeah, definitely want to highlight Ella Fitzgerald at Hollywood Bowl, which happened in August of 1958. And it's the only album where she sings top to tail the Irving Berlin songbook. And what's really special about this record is that she's gotten together with arranger and conductor Paul Weston, the first time where anyone had ever performed an album from top to bottom with a full orchestra.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on a Ritz.
They're actually releasing a vinyl record that's purple with like yellow splash marks on it. I've already placed one. Yeah. So this is a super special album that all the Ella Fitzgerald fans are going to want to have in their collection.
Marissa LaRusso, what's your lightning round pick?
My pick is Barbarism by Katie Alice Greer. Katie was the lead singer of the DC punk band Priests, a really wonderful and sadly now defunct band. And this is her first full-length solo album, which she wrote and produced and performed and mixed the entire thing herself. It is a delightfully weird record, I would say. The first time I listened to it, I found it kind of challenging, but in a way that really made me want to spend more time with it, in a way that really intrigued me. I feel like there's an element of like collage to the way that she put these tracks together. It's very noisy, but I really think it's a record that is worth digging into and sitting with a little bit.
Out of me.
Christina?
My pick this week is by Dear Silas. So I first got hit to Dear Silas when I contributed, among many esteemed contributors, to NPR Music's list of best songs, albums, and mixtapes by Southern rappers. That list is called The South Got Some to Say. I was really stoked to hear from contributor David Dennis, who recently interviewed him, that Dear Silas has come out with another project this week. That album is called It's Giving Self Love, and it is an album of self-affirmations.
Ain't stressing about no bills, I ain't got no time to chill. Put some problems in my face, I'm just gonna bounce about it. Like, why you mad at me? Because I chose to love myself, yes, I am proud of me. Not where I'm trying to go just yet, but I'm about to be. Now put your hands up in the sky and be thankful you still here and stop asking them why.
As I mentioned, it is a very busy release week. We are not able to get to absolutely everything. I know, Marissa, you wanted to talk about the new Regina Spektor record. That's called Home Before and After, and it's really beautiful. My favorite album of last year, Aruj Aftab's Vulture Prince, is getting reissued with bonus tracks. There's a really terrific country singer named Luke Combs. He's got a new album called Growing Up. Marissa, are you a Zola Jesus fan?
Absolutely.
There's a new Zola Jesus record. The arty and mysterious artist known as Zola Jesus has a new record called Archon. And if you're curious about the new Baz Luhrmann movie, Elvis, it is a very mixed bag. I have seen it. The soundtrack album drops today with a very eclectic mix of old and new sounds. But for my official pick, I'm going to go to my grave singing the praises of the Kentucky singer-songwriter Joan Shelley. Her music evokes all the kindnesses and comforts of home. Once again, she's working with the wonderful guitarist and her partner, Nathan Salzberg. It's just a collection of gentle beauty. It's called The Spur. Let's hear a little bit of a gorgeous song called Like the Thunder.
Couldn't see for the lightning when you rolled me like the thunder,
like the thunder,
like the thunder. Like the thunder. My mind around the sound when you shook me.
That'll do it for New Music Friday. Kiana Faircloth, Christina Lee, Marissa LaRusso, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you.
If you want to hear all the music we've featured on this week's show, along with a bunch of other great new music out today, we've got expanded playlists in Apple Music and on Spotify. Search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist in either of those apps. Don't forget to bookmark the Now Playing blog at NPR Music. That is packed with song recommendations that'll help you stay caught up on great new music. You'll also want to sign up for NPR Music's weekly newsletter. It is put together by the magnificent Marissa LaRusso, whose voice you just heard on this week's show. To subscribe, go to npr.org/musicnewsletter. This week's show has been produced and edited by Bob Boylan and Ron Scalzo. From NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Stephen Thompson, encouraging you to be well, take a break, and treat yourself to lots of great music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch. Support for NPR and the following message come from Rosetta Stone, the perfect app to achieve your language learning goals no matter how busy your schedule gets. It's designed to maximize study time with immersive 10-minute lessons and audio practice for your commute. Plus, tailor your learning plan for specific objectives like travel. Get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me. And I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on Black experiences. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.